sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Siblings in Christ gathered together in one place, both in person and virtually, disciples of Jesus, friends, grace to you and peace from Jesus, who sends us the Holy Spirit this day to be our advocate, to comfort us when we need to be comforted and challenge us when we need challenging. Grace to you and peace from God, who never leaves us. Amen. How's Pentecost Sunday descending on you this day, friends? Is it gently like a dove, or is it in the rush of a violent wind, like the book of Acts says? Which do you need? I think the rush of the violent wind is particularly hopeful for those of us who need a little more right now, a little more energy, a little more good news, a little more life, a little more spirit. There actually is no descending like a dove in this text in Acts. That was an image and a phrase from Jesus' baptism earlier in the Gospel of Matthew and the other Gospels. I think the Holy Spirit shows up however she wants to, but here we have a gust, you know, a violent wind, a powerful entry of wind and fire, a movement that wakes us up and lifts us up, especially those of us who are down, especially when life has worn us up, beat us up, frightened, and left us alone. Pentecost starts with a gathering of people. Like the Passover meal did 50 days earlier, the disciples were gathering to celebrate an ancient feast. They were gathering to do one thing, like Passover. They were gathering to do one thing, to remember one thing, to celebrate one thing, but even more was about to happen. Pentecost, as our introduction for the day on the cover of our worship folder reminds us, it was a feast to celebrate the giving of the Ten Commandments. That's why they were gathering. Our Jewish neighbors are, of course, still celebrating this every year at this time, gathering together in one place to feast and to remember and to celebrate the giving of the Ten Commandments. When was the last time you gathered in one place to do one thing and even more happened? I shared last week about my encounter with my friend Brian at Pat O'Brien's when I was recently at that preaching conference, and we were taking an afternoon to relax and enjoy a famous little corner of New Orleans. And we did, and also, even more happened, and also, we ended up telling a two-generation family about Jesus' forgiveness and God's unconditional love over hurricanes. I'm going to borrow that again for this Pentecost Sunday, because they sincerely wanted to know what Lutherans believed. It was fun. We gathered for one thing, and even more happened. How about you? When was the last time you gathered in one place to do one thing, but even more happened? More, the stuff that you weren't planning on. How about at funerals when laughter breaks out? You go assuming this is a time for grief and pain only, but as the stories come rolling out about our dearly departed, tears and also smiles get all mixed together and we feel better. Even more happens. Or when you go to comfort a child, maybe your own child, and the experience actually comforts you as well. You do comfort the child, and even more happens. The words you share together become mutually healing and life-giving, and you're not exactly sure where they even came from. Or when travel, namely distance, being far from home, becomes deeply restful and rejuvenating, despite the flurry of airports and schedules that you were expecting would simply wear you out. It happened to me one time. I took this trip. It was only a weekend. I got far away. And my mentor, when I got back, I was reflecting on it. I was like, I spent most of the time in airports, but I feel deeply rested. He goes, oh, yeah, it's distance therapy, is what he said. Distance therapy. Pentecost. People gathered together expecting a limited number of things to happen, and they do. But even more happens. Unexpected things happen. People actually understand each other. Mike, you pointed this out in our Bible study this last week, how, you know, they're not supposed to understand each other. But they do. All our different customs, all our different backgrounds, all our different languages and traditions, how could we possibly get along? How could we possibly communicate effectively? And yet, that's what Pentecost surprises us with. Cradle Catholics joining Lutheran churches. Lutherans passing resolutions to build stronger bridges and relationships with Muslims and Jews. Muslims encircling Christians as they pray for peace. Christians welcoming and affirming LGBTQIA+ siblings fully and lovingly. White transgendered neighbors marching for the rights of biracial indigenous people of color. And our biracial people of color siblings preaching the gospel and opening eyes, minds, hearts from Catholic pulpits. I'm not making any of this stuff up. We have a God who never leaves us, who always surprises us. Many expected that was it after the ascension, as Jesus is lifted up into a cloud. Well, I guess that's it. But now this, friends. We expected that these were just old stories, same old traditions, the past repristinated for a false and unsurprising future. But instead, the Holy Spirit crashes in. She screeches to a halt upon each one of you. Like these beautiful streamers we have in our sanctuary today. How did our call to worship poem say it? God's church was born in wind and fire, not to sweep us heavenward like a presumptuous tower, but to guide us down the dusty roads of this world so that we may lift up the downcast, heal the broken, reconcile what is lost, and bring peace amidst unrest. Or like we'll sing on our way out this morning, God of tempest, God of whirlwind, shake us loose from lethargy. Break the chains of sin asunder, for earth's healing set us free. People gathered together for one thing, and even more happens. There is a gentle dove, and there also is a violent wind. It's all here, friends in Christ, at the very same time. At the very same time, we are frightened, like those disciples of old, men and women and children from all over the world, all different shades and colors, all different backgrounds and history, all gathered together in one place. What they had in common, despite all that difference, what they had in common was fear and uncertainty. Anxiety about the future, sadness about the past. And the Holy Spirit filled their space, filled their hearts, their bodies, rested over their heads like she fills ours, like she rests upon each one of us, meeting us in our moment of need, drawing us together, advocating for us, breathing peace, sending us back out with enough. That's what we're doing here. We're celebrating the surprise, and we're celebrating enough. That's what this meal is. That's what this holy water is. That's what this holy word is. That's what this holy community is. That's what this family is. That's what this body is. That's what this life is. That's what this mission is. It's celebrating the surprise and celebrating enough. Friends, you are the resting place for the flame of God. The tongue of fire that warms, inspires, clears up confusion, and sends us out in love. We are that place where God's grace stops and stays forever, where God's healing and joy finds a home, where Christ's forgiveness both abides and overflows so that we can share it with this whole world. That's what the surprise and enough looks like. Thanks be to God. Amen.
All of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.